Hey, welcome. This is an advanced Ableton lesson on turning a tiny 1/2 bar motif into a full, memorable drum and bass hook. I'm going to walk you through a practical, repeatable workflow used in DNB and jungle contexts. Layering, resampling, rhythmic transformation, macro-driven morphing, harmonic variation, sound design chains, arrangement placement and automation. We'll stay in livestock devices, aim for roughly 174 BPM, and build something that can be the centerpiece of a drop. Let's go. Lesson overview. You start with a short, rhythmically interesting motif, one or two bars, and you progressively turn that motif into a three-part instrument, sub, mid growl, and high sparkle. From there you make rhythmic variations, map macros for live morphing, resample for new textures and stutters, and slot the hook into a small arrangement sketch. Intro, build, hook drop, and breakdown. I'll also share coach tips and advanced techniques to make the hook darker, heavier, and more DJ-friendly, which you will build. By the end, you'll have a layered hook with sub, mid-growl and top texture, several rhythmic variations including rolling, halftime and stuttered takes, an instrument rack with macros allowing real-time morphing, and a 16-bar loop sketch that demonstrates how the motif drives the arrangement and interacts with drums and a rolling bass line. Step-by-step walkthrough, hands-on and live. Set your tempo to 174 BPM and create a new live set. First, create a 2-bar core motif. Create the core motif. Open a MIDI track and load Wavetable. Use a saw-based OSC for body, a Wavetable for texture, a low-pass 24 dB filter and a short percussive amp envelope. Make LFO1 sync to 1/4 and map it to Wavetable position for motion. Program a 2-bar MIDI stab pattern, short hits on beat 1, a syncopated 16th on the end of 1, a slightly delayed 2.2 hit for a rolling feel, and a small tail at 2.4. Keep it tight and rhythmic. The motif needs to read almost like a percussion instrument. Split into layers, sub, mid, top. Duplicate that track twice so you have 3 layers. For the sub layer, use operator and a pure sine octave or 2 down. Keep this mono by setting utility width to 0%. Low pass the sub around 120 Hz and sidechain it to the kick with a fast, musical compressor so the kick breathes through. For the mid growl, use your Wavetable patch, but bring the filter and modulation into the 800 to 1K Hz area for character. Add saturator and light overdrive, and use EQ A to high pass at around 100 Hz and shape 300 to 800 Hz for the growl body. Consider multi-band dynamics to tighten or emphasize the mid band. For the top layer, use simpler with a short vocal chop or glassy stab. Shorten the decay, add a slightly modulated auto filter band pass or high pass for punch, then ping pong or grain delay at a short value for stereo spice. Add a small plate reverb with low wetness so it breathes without washing the transient. Glue the layers into an instrument rack. Create an instrument rack with 3 chains, sub, mid, top. Map macros for cutoff across the mid and top filters, distortion amount across saturator and overdrive, sub level, a width slash delay send for the top, and a global reverb send. Set macro ranges to musically useful bands. For example, map cutoff from about 200 Hz to 2.2 kHz rather than from 0 to absurd extremes. Save the rack as a preset so you can reuse it. Create rhythmic variations and stutters. Duplicate that 2-bar clip into several lanes. For a rolling variation, add an arpeggiator set to 1/16 and apply Ableton's groove pool to add a little swing. For stuttered variations, freeze and flatten the MIDI to audio, then slice into 1/64 or 1/32 chunks or use beat repeat. Set beat repeat with a small grid, partial chance and a filter low cut around 200 Hz so you don't muddy the sub. For a halftime version, transpose the motif down an octave or halve the rate, and fill the space with hats and a halftime kick to create contrast. Resampling and creative resynthesis. Create a new audio track set to resampling, arm it, and hit record while you tweak macros in real time. This gives you animated audio full of movement. Take that resample and use sliced a new MIDI track on a 1/16 grid. Those slices become playable percussive hits and fills you can throw around the arrangement. Build interplay with drums and bass. Load a drum rack with your breaker chops and program hats and accents to complement the motif's rhythm. For bass, design a rolling bass sound in Wavetable that locks to the track key, but avoids clashing with the motif's fundamental. Use EQ and sidechain to carve space. Automate the motif filter close during verses and snap it open at the drop for impact. Group drums and use drum bus plus glue compressor on the drum bus to glue the groove. Arrangement and automation. Arrange a short sketch, Bars 1-4 intro with motif tails and muted transients. Bars 5-8 build with cutoff opening. Bars 9-12 full hook with bass and drums. Bars 13-16 variation with beat repeat and fills. Automate macros over the pre-drop to ramp cutoff and distortion up. Try a single bar exposed motif that reintroduces only sub and top. Then slam in the mids for the drop. Use short resampled stingers on the last 1/4 bar before the hook to focus attention. Common mistakes and how to avoid them. Carving space matters. Keep the sub mono and high pass the mid and top appropriately. Avoid oververb on the hook. Use short plates and automate wet sends. Don't overcompress before modulation. You want motion, not a brick wall. And always sidechain tastefully so kick, bass and motif occupy complementary pockets. Advanced coach notes and sound design extras. Think in timbral roles. Decide which layer carries recognition, which carries transient attack, and which carries tail and width. Periodically mew two layers and seed if the hook is still identifiable. If it is, you've preserved its identity. Use clip envelopes for per-hit variation instead of only global automation. Try polymetric displacement by nudging copies of the motif, by odd micro timings for phase tension. This audio version is shortened for playback.